The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. This is Ellen Wells with another Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's episode in which I honor what I'm calling a new favorite tool, but it's been in my shed for a long time. And that tool is the garden rake. I've written a bunch and I've talked a bunch about some of my favorite garden tools, and they're usually hand tools, trowels, or these little digger things. And I still hold those in great esteem in the hand tool category, but a garden rake is in a kind of a different category. It's a category of those hefty workhorses in the garden. And a garden rake has multiple purposes, and I'll explain a few of them as I go through this. Well, what is a rake? The root word in English is rakke. In Dutch is rack. And in German it's recken, I think. Excuse all of my bad pronunciation. And the word for rake actually means to scrape together or heap up, which is exactly what happens when you pull a rake across a surface. Typically, when you think of a rake, you think of that long-handled, fan-shaped device that rakes leaves from your lawn in the fall. And typically, though, a garden rake is shaped a little bit different. Again, it does have that long handle, but instead of a fan-shaped thing at the end, there's a steel bar on one end, and from that steel bar, there emerges a bunch of 2 to 3 inch long, heavy-duty tines, kind of like a comb for a giant, is one way I would describe it. It differs from a leaf rake or a thatch rake in that, like I said, that leaf rake, those tines are thinner, and they're often fan-shaped, so you get a wide spread. Like any tool, the size and durability are different, mainly, you know, due to different brands and different uses. The garden rake I have had just past few years is your traditional one. It has tines on one side. I recently saw one that I coveted that had longer tines on one side and short, closer tines on the opposite side of that steel bar. Kind of like, you know, those old school combs that you'd put in your pocket. Some of the tines are a little bit thicker, a little bit wider apart, and some of the tines are a little bit closer together. I guess it's for how you just want to slick back your hair, right, for that comb. So why has this garden rake suddenly dawned on me as a wonderful tool? I'll tell you why. So in the blog post on this topic, I actually have a photo of kind of a before and after I've raked my garden with the garden rake for the first time in the spring. And the photo basically shows what I did on my first day, and that was it took what could have been an hours-long weeding project and really made it into like a half-hour, 45-minute job. And so in my garden, I had a nice layer of straw mulch, and through that mulch was growing up some of the garden's first weeds. So just a little bit of medium vigor raking with the long steel tines with that garden rake got up all the straw, which I wanted to keep, and I actually piled that. I hefted together, heaped together my straw to one side, and I was able to quite easily pull up the weeds growing out of the soil and through the mulch as well. And what the rake didn't pull up, I was just easily able to go in there, maybe with like a little dandelion tool and get those bigger weeds out. No problem. And after I did that, the next thing I did with my garden rake was I smoothed the garden bed. So, you know, there are all these rocks and dirt clumps and so forth in the garden bed once you rake off all the weeds. and just, you know, easily pull the business end of the rake across the surface of the soil, and that really gathers up a lot of the rocks, and I put them in a separate pile. I heaped them like a garden rake is supposed to do. Another thing you can do with a garden rake is clump breaking. So you hold the rake vertically over a bunch of your dirt clumps that are kind of hard, and you just kind of pound the dirt clumps with your with the business end, once again, of the rake, and just pound them into dirt, right? Break up those clumps. Another thing you can do with your garden rake is you can push soil. So basically, you turn the business end of the, you know, the tines, so they're facing up, and then you've just got that steel bar at one end, and you can push anything away from you. You can probably pull it towards you, too, but I tend to push piles of debris or soil or those rocks, and I gather them up in one spot. That's basically how I gathered up all of that straw mulch, was I pushed the mulch out of the way. I can actually use my garden rake to draw lines. It's, you know, easily in the soil. So if I want to sow some seeds and I want to lay out my lines rather than just bending over and getting on my hands and knees and drawing a line with a stick or something, I just use this long-handled tool and I press deeply into the soil with the hand end of the handle and draw a line. Something else you can do with the garden rake is you can tamp the ground. That's basically what you are doing with the clump breaking process, except usually tamping you're a little bit more gentle and there's more of a purpose. And that purpose is once you have sown your line of seeds, you can just gather the soil up, you know, to cover the seeds, and then take the business end of that garden rake and gently press the soil so it's firm. And that really helps keep the seeds in place. If you then water the seeds, they kind of stay there a little bit better, and hopefully it also keeps the birds away. And one of the other things that you do with the garden rake, one of the last things I have to say about it, is you can measure spaces. So the width of a garden rake, haven't really measured it, but I would say it's about 2 feet or so. That width is a pretty good estimation for how wide I want my rows of vegetables in my vegetable garden to be apart. It's a nice little easy way to judge where you want your path to be. And it's also a nice way to, you know, you can double that up and make a wider path, and that would be for the main path you would walk up and down. So those were the uses of a garden rake. The garden rake is the workhorse in the garden. And if you have any other comments or any other ideas of how you can use a garden rake, just send me a comment and let me know. Meanwhile, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.